Will you be too wise at X? My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island, and we have Abe in Brooklyn, WB2PQR, and nice to meet you. Well, over to you, Joe.
Same. Nice to meet your acquaintance there.
Alright.
We'll be listening. We're usually listening in on this repeater system. And go ahead. Just, I'll be in the group there. KC1, JOE.
And we usually do this every Thursday night, so feel free to drop by. And now that I think of it, Abe, I think the cat converter for the Yaesu was is actually manufactured by Yaesu. It's one of their accessories, whereas the one for the ICOM was made by West Mountain Radio. I don't think ICOM had a converter or discontinued the one for that rig. So I think that's what the story is with that. WB2PQR, WB2YZX.
KC2FYH, checking in.
Yeah, Charlie, we can talk about this later. Why don't you just take the net and I'll just be in the one part of the check-in.
Whatever, you can always email me and stuff. And I put this stuff together and I don't even remember why. Getting apart, now they get it put back together again. It used to be a radio, it was nice and simple. You had an antenna to power and now you got all these cables going to the computers, interfaces, all this stuff. And it's quite a nightmare. Well, what are you going to do? So, Phil, nice of you to drop by. How you doing tonight, Jesse? KC2SYH, WB2YZX.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Just listening on the side over here. What happened to Roby? WA2AXZ. I haven't heard him for a while. Long time.
This morning, I was coming out of work and he was going in for a meeting. In fact, he gave me some CDs with some radio information on it. I haven't even looked at them yet. So I briefly saw him this morning. So I know he's alive and well, and maybe we'll check in a little later. I don't know. But not only he's been very busy, but he may drop by later. So let me see here. Back over to you there, Phil.
Yeah, you might want to turn up your power on your radio. You have a horrible signal into the repeater. It's really hard to make out what you're saying.
And the other 15% came from elsewhere in the world. Central and South America.
I can do at this point. I'm using an egg beater antenna in the attic, and I'm on the 440 side, which is 20 watts. That's why I wasn't better on 440 than 2 meters, but if I have to, I'll try too. But not a whole lot I can do on this end, Phil.
Alright, well that time around you came into a another receiver. You were coming into the wrong receiver the other time. And the system was waiting for you to skip out, but you never did, so. Alright, you came into the right one this time, so that was a little bit clear. Alright. Back over to you, KC2FYH.
KB2B2, check it in.
Another retiree, Val. How you doing, KB2VEQ? How are you?
I'm fine and well, Charlie. Sounding good over there on the net controller. Just busy as all heck, catching up on some of those many years of neglecting my house, and finally got a chance to get a little time to do it. So I've been working on that and getting my daughter enrolled in college. So been pretty busy, Charlie. Good to hear you guys out there. I didn't get a chance to come in last week. Still busy, but I promised myself I'd get in touch with you. I heard from Neville also earlier.
really is today. I don't know if he's out there in the background listening or what, but good to hear you. I'm going to turn it back over to you. KB2VQ, back over to K2RTNet.
Joining in, this is WB2YZX K2IRT, New York City Transit Thursday night get together, open to anybody anywhere. So if anyone else would like to check in, please do so. Can you kind of move a couple of inches one way or another?
Okay, I switched up to high power. Is my signal better now? I don't have a full antenna on the roof. My radio ranger came down, Charlie, quite some time ago. There's a small part of it left, so basically my antenna consists of the coax cable plus what's left of the Ringo Ranger on top of the now unused TV antenna.
Up there for how many years, and it's finally succumbed to Father Time, I guess. So how you doing there, Rich?
KC2NR, recognized. I'm doing okay, basically. I'm glad the weather isn't too uncomfortable at this time. And I'm also looking forward to not this Sunday, but next Sunday when we have that when we have that special event station over at Marine Park. I'm not sure exactly how many hours I'm planning to be there. Most likely, I'll probably be doing an hour or two in the morning, and then probably in the afternoon getting together with my girlfriend. So I'll just have to see how things come as that date gets closer, as to exactly how long I'm going to be there. But I have time to decide on that. Okay, back to you, Charlie.
KC2MHY Mobile. 2WB2YZX, KC2NR, good evening, over to you.
KC2MHY
Mobile. KC2NR, not a valid call sign. Not a valid call sign, KC2FY.
MHY Mobile.
Hey guys, KC2NR is not a valid call sign.
No, I don't think we've worked before. Over to you. Cut off!
Waking
up. Your signal's waking up real bad. This is
KC2MHY
Mobile, Brooklyn.
Yep, enough to add, really. That's nice to make a show.
Yeah, you guys do it. I just want to check into the net. I think I doubled here with somebody, so I just want to get back in. They definitely say good evening, and I'll let you guys have it there because I got to keep two hands on the wheel. I just want to drop the net, just let you know I'm supporting the net. KC2MHY Mobile, Brooklyn.
Okay,
Do you know, if you can get your name there, whereabouts are you? What is your name, please?
Okay, the name is Kevin. I'm over here in, right now I'm in East New York, but I live out there in Canarsie. Kevin, it's Kilo Echo Victor India November.
Let me see here. If I can read my letter. Let me go to the top of the list here, see if David's over there. WB2PQR, WB2YZX.
Hey, WB2YZX, WB2PQR, yeah, I'm still here. I'm in the background. Yeah, I was thinking about going digital, so I'm going to look around. I got to get the converter for the ICOM, so either build one up or just buy one. I haven't decided which way to go yet. They're relatively inexpensive, like about $25 to $30. Maybe I'll just buy one and have it that way. All right, Charlie, go ahead. You can keep passing it around. I see it's starting to get a little bit hectic here, a lot of people. And we'll support the net. We'll be in the background. One of these days we'll get on Simplex or something and just like the old good old days on 6 and 2. I went to a flea market. I almost picked up an H35 just for nostalgia's sake. The problem is it was just too badly butchered up. So WA2YZX, send the book. WB2PQR, courtesy K2IRT.
The interface is not what you use for digital. You'll need something else. The CIV is just for tuning the rig remotely. You probably have some kind of accessory jack on the rig. You need a sound card interface if you're going to do digital. And actually, you can build one for $10 if you can find the parts at Radio Shack. You can go in there and get a whole lot of not a whole lot of help, but. It's cheap enough to go out and buy a little sound card interface. I mean, I probably got a couple of extra here. You even have one if you want, but, and plenty of free software, so, gives you about a dozen new modes. In fact, you can even do slow scan. I was even doing slow scan on 10 meters the other day. It's been helping quite a bit. So, at any rate, next time for that. So, let me see, Joe and the Bryant from CP Stone at KC1JOE, WB2YZX.
Yeah, WB2YZX, KC1JOE. We're just listening over here, supporting the net, and I'll be listening, you can pass it along. KC1JOE.
Oh, Phil, how you doing there? KC2SYH, WB2YZX.
Yeah, good evening to everybody who, new guys who joined up into the net. This is Dolby, I'm just listening on the side, and I'm watching some TV. KC2SYH.
That is a silly question. Actually, you feel very good. Always good to hear you on that. Val, so what else have we been up to there? KB2VEQ, over to you.
Thank you, Charlie. I have a 160 antenna that I'm trying to get together. I'll be back down near Delaware. I'll probably stop in HRO down there and get a base for it and see if I can join Lovie and the group, the Rag Chewers, on 160 at night. Have the antennas, just mounting it and making the connection. So as soon as I get that done, I'll be joining those guys on 160. Have you had an opportunity to get on 160 with them? KB2VEQ.
I'd be happy if I could get on 40. now I got my whole antenna farm in the attic here, and I only got about 22 feet worth of attic, so 160 is kind of out unless I really try jury-rigging one of those. What the heck you call those things, those 160 meter whips. Well, you never know. I just, I like to experiment. Maybe I'll get lucky. But I once tried zigzagging a 40-meter dipole in the attic, and actually made it fit. It didn't work too well, though, so I've kind of abandoned that idea. But I work mostly 20 meters, mostly a lot of 10 meters lately. There's a lot of wild openings on there. In fact, there was a contest last weekend, and I worked about 40 stations on 10 meters. And I actually heard Europe coming in also, so it's all sporadic E stuff, but it's fun anyway. So, okay, Val, very good. Let me see. Rich, over to you, KA2KDQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Yeah, as I was saying before we got over the doubling, that I plan to probably going to be down at the Nature Center, Moon Park Nature Center, next following Sunday on the 17th. As I said earlier, I'm not sure exactly how long I'm going to be there, but I probably at least put in at least 2 hours or so. And actually, there's a possibility, but I can't be certain. You may meet my girlfriend a little bit later because she's expressed an interest in exploring the, you know, the area around the Nature Center. So that's possible. Oh, by the way, last week I was over in Brooklyn and actually Eaton Park. They had a concert that featured, you know, two performances. One by Starship. If that name doesn't ring a bell, a long, long time ago, they used to be called, they started out as Jefferson Airplane. And, you know, they did some new stuff, and they even did one or two songs from the Great Slick era, so they were very good. Also, the other person who appeared later on, who was also quite good, for about another 2 hours after that, was Peter Frampton. And I didn't necessarily like all of his music, but I still thought he gave a fairly good performance. And for the price of the performance, free, hey, you can, there's an old expression that says you can't be choosy, but look, I enjoyed it. That's the important thing. Back over to you, Charlie.
And thanks for the information. Sure, I remember Jefferson's Starship with Jefferson Airplane. Plus, what are they, 80 years old now? No, I don't think they're that old. But it's amazing the longevity of some of these old rock groups. But, yeah, I'm not even sure what his Nature Center is at Marine Park, but I'll probably speak to Roby and the other guys before this whole thing unfolds here. So thanks for the information, Rich. So KC2NR, if he's still in there, I'm sorry I didn't write down your name before. Over to you.
KC2NR isn't a valid call sign, he's a fake.
If he's still in the car, that KC2MHY, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, KC2MHY. I just want to say a good evening to you guys. I don't know, and they said that we're supposed to be getting some severe weather. I heard something about a tornado, too. So, yeah, I can feel the wind. I see the lightning from a distance here, gentlemen. I happen to be in Canarsie, Brooklyn, so, it should be this way sometime tonight. And that's what I just wanted to just mention. And I'm on my way home right now. WB2YZX, KC2MHY Mobile, Canarsie.
Hey, Caleb, very good. Thanks for the weather report. Yeah, I remember someone called me earlier. It was supposed to get a big storm tonight. And we will see what happens. Yeah, it's funny, the other night, I bought a bicycle a couple of weeks ago. So I took it out the other night, and I was only about 3 blocks away, and it started raining like crazy for about 5 minutes, and then it was all over. But I saw a rainbow like I had never seen before. I wonder if anybody else saw it. And it was like two rainbows, you know, like, I can't think, concentric. Two rainbows, one on top of the other almost. And I've never seen a rainbow that with such distinct colors. I think this was Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to ride home and get my camera, but I think by the time I get that, it'll be all gone anyway. But very rare you see one like that, to tell you the truth. So, to the top of the list, unless anyone else wants to join, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Net, K2IRT. Anyone like to check in, please do so. Thank you very much, SLA. I can't say it's a well-constructed book. The author obviously... Thank you, WGB2YZX. We'll check back with him a little while later. KC1JOE, still there? Over to you.
Yeah, KC1JOE. Phil, that call sign is valid. KC2NR. I don't know. I just checked it. KC1JOE, listening.
Yeah, but Joe, that's the same guy who always uses that that NR call sign. It up, he comes on with a N2NR. It's the same guy. I heard it in his voice. And I heard him come in there before, and he told me to shut up.
All right. We'll be listening over here. Back over to you, Charlie. WB2,
the
XYZ, right? That's what it is, XYZ?
YZX, I have the ugliest call sign ever issued, but that's okay, it's, it is what it is. XYZ would have been good, but they gave me YZX, and as ugly as it is, I've had it for about 42 years, so I guess I'm pretty much stuck with it now. I wouldn't think of changing it. Over to you, Phil, KC2SYH, WB2YZX.
Yeah, KC2FYH, just wanted to thank KC2MHY for that, that web. Alright, thanks a lot to Kevin out there, and back over to Net, KC2FYH.
X. Secret 2, over to you.
Mainstream press is very, shall we say...
Who are you turning it over to, Charlie? You got knocked out. It's your turn there, so I'll pick it up.
Okay, this is KB2VQ. I gotta try to, get in touch with Lobe. That's the Barefoot in the Park, Marine Park, and that's on the 17th or 18th. I'll try to get a little more information as to the exact location. I don't know if that's Floyd Bennett Field or is that somewhere else. Anyway, I'll try to reach him on his... on his email address and drop him a line and see what he's saying. I don't have a Nextel anymore, so I can't reach him on a Nextel. And I haven't heard anything from Wally lately. He usually sends an email out. Anyway, I'll see if I can make that and join in with you guys. So try to get the starting time and... probably the the correct date and location. Are they giving out a certificate or anything for that? Also, back over to you, Charlie. WB2YZX KP2DQ.
He's made up some certificates for that. It's going to be kind of an impromptu thing. So. I don't know, we're just going to throw some wires in the trees or something, and it's Sunday the 17th, and what time it starts and what time it ends, I really don't know, and we got to hope for good weather, that's the whole thing. Like I said, I saw Lobi this morning, but I didn't have time to talk with him. He was going to a meeting, I was going to a meeting. But, and of course, Wally, I talk to every day, and Archie came down this afternoon also. I was shooting a bull with him a little bit, so I'll remind Wally to send out a mass email to everybody about the whole thing. So, but it is the 17th, Val. Over to you.
Roger, thanks for that information, and I'll see you if I can get my schedule around that. Sounds pretty good. I mean, I make it early, but probably after church, I'll see if I can pull in there. Hopefully, if you have it a little longer than 2 o'clock, at least I can help clean up over there. And we'll see how it goes. I don't know if it's better to stay home and get the certificate or to bait all that in. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Charlie. This is KB2B, you're at the K2R TNet.
You know, the exact cross street, but whatever. I'll make sure Wally puts something out. And hey, it's something to do, right? And I know that first special event we did, we had a blast with that, so yeah, if conditions are good, maybe we'll be working the world again. So, Rich, how you doing over there?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Charlie, and incidentally, that event is in Stuart, he said, from 13 to 2100 But Charlie, as far as getting there, it's fairly simple. If you're coming from Staten Island, what you do is, I'm just going to give you this very quickly, but basically you get off at the Knapp Street exit at the Belt Parkway, and once you hit Knapp Street, go make a left turn, go straight up all the way to the end where it merges with Garrison Avenue, and when you see the keys, you know you're on Garrison. And then at the corner, which is Avenue, there's a traffic light. You make a right turn and you go approximately a block. I'd say it's about a block and a half. And the Nature Center is on your right side, and the parking lot for Marine Park is on the northern side of Avenue. It's actually right opposite Marine Park. That's directions in a nutshell, and you really can't miss it. It's the case. Once you're on Avenue U and you see Marine Park on your left, just look for the Nature Center on your right side. Over to you, Charlie. This is KA2KD2.
I remember he told me to cross street, but not a big deal. I'll find it, that's for sure. I'm going to ask you one thing, Richard. I forgot what it was, but it'll come back to me. So let me see if Kevin is still in there, if he wants to hit anything. KC2MHY, see any tornadoes yet? WB2YZX.
Okay, fellas, look, I'm about to step out of here. I'm going upstairs and everything. The storm is coming this way, because I just see the light and I hear the static in my radio. So I think it's going to hit here around 10 o'clock. So look, I'm going to say 73. You guys take it easy and have a good one. KC2MHY, Canarsie, Brooklyn, 73 to the net. Have a good one.
Hi, Kevin, very good, and thanks for stopping in, and hope to see you again maybe next week, and have a good evening to you. So, alright, let me see if Abe is still looking in there. WB2PQR, WB2YZX. wanted to tell him about, Abe and I go back, we go way, way back to the, I think I met Abe back in 1970. He's lived about four blocks from me. We used to work 2 meter AM together, and actually I've worked a little 2 meter AM not long ago with my little ICOM here, because there's actually a few people with AM rigs on 2 meters, and kind of a fun thing to do. I'd like to get my hands on my old Heathkit 2 or something. Well, whatever, I digress. KC1JLE, still in there?
Yeah, KB2YZX, KC1JOE. All right, Dad, we just was waiting to get up to me. I have to clear for a little bit, and I want to say 73 to the net. It's been a pleasure, and I'll be back out here next week to support it again. WB2YZX with IRC net, KC1JOE, 73 to everybody.
We'll look for you again next week. So, who's next here? Phil, over to you. Catch it out. Man, I'm bad. AC2SYH, WB2YZX. This and Val, over to you, KB2VEQ.
Roger, KB2VEQ. Looks like everybody's jumping out of here, Charlie. I guess I'll do the same. Probably get back in touch with you sometime during the week if I get a chance. And I'll talk to you a little more about the digital modes and see what I can hook up. I have a little more time to work with the radio and things like that. I think I'll go to the next step and go digital also. Anyway, I should be down at HRO on the 29th to the 1st of September down in Maryland area. So I'm in Maryland with my daughter in school. So I'm going to try to make every effort of stopping by there and try to get in touch with you and see what you think about digital rig. And we'll see where we go with that. I guess that's about all for me for now. This is KB2VQ saying 73 to K2RT net, and also to you and the rest of the gang on the net. WB2YZX, KB2VEQ, and clear.
Hey, Val, very good. And, I think you like operating digital. I know I do. In fact, I don't really pick up the mic that much anymore. And, in fact, I was experimenting not long ago. I was operating 5 watts TSK on 10 and 20 meters, and it's amazing what you can do with almost nothing. It's a really terrific mode. And, like I said, it's dirt cheap. In fact, for all intents and purposes, free. So, alright, Val, take it easy, and I'll be talking to you. And, Richard, give it over to you, and then I guess we might as well call it a night. KA2KDQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie, I don't really have too much more to add, but I just want to say it's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening, and as I said before, once you get to the intersection of Avenue U and Garrison Avenue, and you make that right turn onto Avenue U, you only have to go about a block and a half, that's essentially it. Yeah, and what you were saying earlier, the Ringo Ranger gave up dust a while ago. And perhaps what I will try, but this is only a temporary measure, is using a mag mount right outside the window. And actually, you'll laugh at this one. Let me drop this one second. I found with the MFJ mag mount that I was using, it's funny, not in this repeater, but on the 673 repeater, everybody was hearing me. The problem was, when I was, went to receive mode, whoever was coming back to me was extremely noisy. When I switched back to the Ringo Ranger antenna, everything seemed to, what was left of it, everything seemed to work okay, so go figure. Anyway, the other thing I will say before I get out of here is what Kevin was saying earlier about that lightning and storm. I just looked out the window a short time ago, and it's practically clear. There's no clouds in the sky. Okay, so Charlie, listen, so take care, be well, and hopefully I will be able to get on next week, but I'll see how things come as when next Thursday rolls around. So, WB2YZX, this is KA2KZQ, take care, 73, hopefully speak to you again in the coming weeks. Over to you.
I wanted to ask you, the club you belong to, do you guys have the, do you administer the VE exams?
Yes, the Kings County Radio Club does administer VE exams. I can't give you the exact date right off the next time we're going to have a VE exam. Probably at the earliest, but I would have to check this to be sure. I don't think we're going to have the next VE exam at the earliest until our September meeting, which is September 10th, but I can't say it's written in stone at this point. When we give the exam, it's usually like once every 3 months or something like that.
You know, I've had my advanced class since my high school days, but my New Year's resolution was to get my extra, because I want that little part of 20 meters that I cannot yet access, so I'm reading the book, and one of these days I'm going to go for it. And it's good to do a little extra review and whatnot. Kind of keeps the cobwebs out of the brain, you know. All right, Rich, thanks for the information, and I'm going to wrap it up. I guess it's just you and me now anyway. So this is WB2YZX with the K2YR TNET, and we thank the owners of the repeater for letting us use their facilities, and we'll give it back to normal operation. Good night.